I was waiting for the right opportunity to record because the worst thing is getting paired up with the wrong producer or being in the studio with someone who doesn't understand or appreciate what I'm trying to do. And I've just been waiting and writing and writing and practicing. And I gig in Sydney for a living. And I had Paul Adams, who was really interested in my music. He had sent me a CD. I didn't know too much about his music. And you know how you, as you would, you get sent so many CDs. When I heard his album Lambra come from, it just from the opening bar, I thought, "What is this? This is really a weird, wonderful, brave album." I thought, "This is the kind of sort of sensibility I need to be able to make this next album that I want to make." So I called Paul up and said to him, "Would you consider it?" And luckily he did, and so this album happened from there.
So, do you live in Peoria now, or are you just here for a while?
I'm kind of dividing my time at the moment, but yeah, I officially live in Australia, but I'm back again. I had to come over twice for 3 months at a time to record, and now as it's out to promote it.
How about the song Waterfalls and Rainbows from this album, Bridges? It sounds like you were making observations from a train window as the train was moving on, or your impressions of what you were seeing out that train window.
Yeah, that was actually, I was going through a really tough time, and my brother had visited me, and we decided to get the train to the Blue Mountains one day. And as the train was going through all the working class suburbs of Sydney, it was going past factories and, like rusted out cars and people's backyards and graffiti and all sorts of really usually depressing things. And the way the sun was falling on it was like a morning. I just suddenly felt, I can't explain it, uplifted.
You soar up in the strangest of places. The forgotten backs of buildings along the Blacktown line.
I don't know, I suddenly thought maybe this is all okay, maybe there's beauty in the ordinary. It was just like a total change in my mood from and being able to look in, people's backyards as the train goes past, and you think, well, everyone's got their lives and we've all got our problems and it's all part of life. And I don't know, there's some beauty in the ordinary.
Front yard's full of cars. Every backyard is a toy box. Life's too short for worrying.
Well, I like taking the train from Bloomington Normal to Chicago, and the thing that you get to see is exactly what you're talking about. You go through these
Really?
Small towns like Lexington, Pontiac, Coal City, Gardner, places like that that are essentially off the main drag, and you
Yeah.
literally go through people's backyards. You see their laundry hanging,
Yes,
right out your
exactly.
window, and this is a part of Illinois you'd never ever see.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Laundry. If I'd thought of that, I would have put that in the song. Yeah, that's exactly it. Exactly what that song's about.
And I've been so heavy that I can barely stand. Now you tell me there's a story behind every balcony.
Well, you have another song that is set, at least set, looking out a train window. Why do you write fondly of When the Rain Falls?
Well, it's interesting because you know how we all have our differences, as political differences and social differences and financial differences, and then some things are the great levelers, like tsunamis and things like that. But also the rain, or when people get sick, there's levelers that bring us all together. And the rain is interesting because sometimes, if it just suddenly rains, a downpour, everybody looks out the window and it's almost like we forget our roles and all those differences. And I'm just fascinated by anything that causes those barriers to melt away, really. And rain was just the one that struck me that day.
Rain falls like a blanket on a soul. For a moment, no one's going anywhere, and all our differences lie hanging in the air.
How does being in another country, maybe specifically the United States, How does that inspire or alter your songwriting?
The thing that I keep returning to in most of my songs is just we're all human beings and we live in different countries. It's the thing I said before, different countries, different situations, jobs, everything, backgrounds. But there are certain things that we all share, and I do think we are connected. We all learn different lessons at different times. The same lessons at different times. And really, it kind of feels like home wherever I am because of that, because it's really about the people.
Whistles are pins on this freeway map. London got rusty and red. And your wonder can take you anywhere. So I followed a dream and it hasn't saved me yet.
You strike me as an observer, someone who makes connections between things like the past and the present, or one place to another, or between, you know, one person's happiness, maybe another person's disappointment, and vice versa. Would that be an accurate characterization of what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's an interesting insight. Thank you for that, because that is really how I feel. And also, the other thing is, like, for example, let's say you don't get a job, you go for a job interview and you don't get that job and you're crushed. And you think, well, this is really bad news. But then you look back 10 years later and you think, well, thank goodness I didn't get that job, because that would have, you know, I would have had to move there, or I wouldn't have met this person, or wouldn't have. The picture is always bigger than we can see. And that is something that comforts me a lot on a bad day. There's always more, like, the story is not over. That's, I think, another recurring theme for my songs and brings me comfort. I hope that in the songs it brings other people comfort.
Message from above is live for me, not for them. So I've got them taken care of. It'll find you with those tiny tugs of your heart. Your doom might be the storm they cast aside.
What surprised you about your time in Peoria that you wouldn't have anticipated before you came here?
That's a really, really tricky question. I think the thing that it would stand out the most as being different and unique is just all the beautiful character American homes that you have over here. They're just kind of normal, but to us Australians, they're very exotic. Because just the swing porches and the big verandas and the colonial, just the classic features of the beautiful homes you have here. And everyone, it's just normal.
Well, Elizabeth Geyer, thank you for talking. It's wonderful to get to know you a little bit. It's a wonderful album. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And for listening and listening to the lyrics.
Material things, all the brilliant spores of color and sacred dreams. But they march to the steady beat. Drums they know, but they long to be the one to herald. You drop for tomorrow, well, lost their hearts to their salaries. Oh, oh, oh. Then a word, this one, sir, is worth getting up for. Said, it's on your head if I come, 'cause I don't get up for just anyone. Then in the distance, you're toward an unfamiliar rhythm. Famous last words to rough what they've shunned. Their eyes. Tomorrow's drama never sees them come. Farewell the friends and false alarms can turn a heart, to everything and everyone. But God side could see, was he?